Welcome to a new key. Discover your momentum learning. This is Aviv, and our focus today is the elixir of living. At the end of each week, you reflect on what you've learned and realize you're better. You've grown. That's what momentum learning does. You gain new insights, develop new capabilities, and evolve in your capacity to meet and turn challenges into opportunities. And this is the elixir of living, learnability, the ability to distill and apply learning. You demonstrate that the contribution and value you bring today exceeds what you were able to bring yesterday. You differentiate by distilling and applying new knowledge and by opening new possibilities. In turn, the people in your life come to trust that you bring new insights, ideas, and capabilities to the table. They know that when you're around, they will continue to grow and improve. They experience you in the context of becoming better themselves. And yes, people don't remember what you say, but they never forget what you made them feel. Here are key learnings from our recent engagements. They help me and can help you grow as we collaborate and work together. Number one, momentum. Momentum begets momentum. It builds its own gravitational pull and it continues to grow. Momentum creates its own results and draws its own dynamics of success. As it reaches escape velocity, it transforms everything it touches. Momentum creates game-changing magnetism and accelerates and validates itself. We see this in business, on the soccer and the football fields, and we've seen it in Tahrir Square and the young people of Egypt and the Arab world. Number two, change. We live in times of tremendous change. To grow and thrive, you must allow change inside you. Lead by demonstrating continual update and renewal, and by being prepared to transform and evolve on the inside. Resisting change makes you brittle. Discover and put into place the few permanent things that will hold true. Anchor yourself in these truths and use this anchor of strength to soar as you embrace change, spread your wings, and discover a greater freedom. Number three, ambiguity. The promised land of breakthroughs is hidden on the continent of the unknown and the ambiguous. New ideas, opportunities, and breakthroughs are ready to show up as you reach the point of not knowing. The river of creativity and innovation flows from the cliff of the unknown, the invisible, and the unconscious. You develop comfort swimming in the river through practice and more practice. Ambiguity is easier to live with when you know your purpose and understand yourself. Number four, seeing the case. We all have biases. Biases come from upbringing and experience, from personal inclinations and preferences. Biases stand between you and the situation you're in. They prevent you from seeing things for what they are. As you remove and neutralize these filters and preconceived judgments, you begin to see the case for what it is, and that earns you the ability to influence and help. Neutralizing and removing biases is an act of liberation. Seeing the situation you're in for what it is liberates it, and yes, it liberates you. Number five. Respect. Respect yourself. Begin with the golden rule at home. Treat yourself the way you would have others treat you. You work hard to create value and help people. You must not forget you. If you do not respect your needs, your point of view, and your contribution, others will follow your lead and not respect you either. Number six, Purpose. Your time here is purposeful. You are purposeful. Your work is purposeful. Purpose is not just something far away at the top of the mountain. Purpose is here. Purpose is now in how you do your work, in how you live your life. You must live the life of purpose here and now. Do not delay purpose. Number 7, new pathways. Every day as you get up, you have a choice. Do you follow the same sure and safe pathways? Or do you create new ones? Your brain is hungry for new pathways. It loves the stimulation of new learning, and it loves its own plasticity and capacity to generate synaptic growth. Allow for new brain pathways. Create new pathways of growth and development in your life. Number 8, being open-minded. Be open to see things anew. Look forward to being surprised and delighted. I'm writing this note after takeoff from Cincinnati International Airport. My previous 5 takeoffs here were into clouds, but today is a gorgeous, amazingly beautiful day. For the first time, I see during our liftoff the beauty of the Ohio River as it carves its way through the city. I get a different perspective of the whole area, and I sense the history of this place and the people that worked hard and built this place. What they must have felt, how they struggled and found courage and forbearance. I open myself to these thoughts and feelings and to a deeper appreciation of the layers of effort and work that made all that we see possible. I see how the people living here today, how all of us, how we stand on the shoulders of those who came before us. And I let myself take in this nourishing appreciation of the feeling of continuity. It provides me strength, and it provides me courage, and a deeper sense of the aspirations of the people I work with today. I feel the invisible bond we create with those who were here before us, and with the future, and what is to come next. As the airplane climbs, I take in this majestic, uplifting view, and it uplifts my spirit. Those who came before us made a difference. Their work made the here and now possible. The legacy they left summons us to be stewards of better tomorrows ourselves. We are part of a greater momentum and the covenant of future possibilities that we must fulfill. Think of the Iroquois idea. Future generations, our grand-grand-grandchildren, they look backwards on us through time right now, and they beckon us to be the better and greater people we are meant to be on their behalf. Now it's your turn. Turn the key. Create your momentum learning of change, purpose, and respect. Find new openness to see things for what they are and for what they can become. Enjoy the elixir of living. Become an elixir yourself. Create the future for you and for your organization and your people.